Transform Jungle 808 Tale for 90s inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, but we're going for that real warehouse weight. Alright, open up Ableton Live 12 and let's set the scene properly, because an 808 Tale only makes sense when it's reacting to drums. Set your tempo anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM. I'm going to pick 170. Now create two tracks, one drum rock or audio track for your breakbeat. Drag in any break loop you like. Amen, think, whatever you've got, and one MIDI track for the 808 tail instrument we're about to build. Here's the mindset: in classic jungle and early drum and bass, the 808 tail isn't just a long kick, it's basically a dark sub note that rolls with the break. It's part bass line, part punctuation, and part glue. Step 1. Get tail into Live. The most authentic way is using a sample. Find an 808 kick sample with a long tail, and drop it onto your MIDI track, so it opens in Simpler. Then put Simpler into classic mode. If you don't have a good sample, you can synthesize one with operator, oscillator on a sine wave, set a medium to long decay, and you can resample it later if you want. But for today, Simpler with a real tail sample is perfect. Quick coach note before we process anything: pick the right tail. If your sample has an unstable pitch, like it warbles or wavers, don't fight it. Treat it like a rhythmic sub hit. Shorter notes, fewer pitch changes. If it's steady, you can actually write a bass line with it. That one decision saves you a ton of frustration. Step 2. Isolate the tail. Because we don't want the kick click, click into Simpler. Turn warp off. For single hits, we want the pitch stable and predictable. Now use the start control and move it forward. Your goal is to skip the transient, the little clicky impact at the front, until you're mostly hearing clean low tone. Think bass note, not kick drum. Once you find the sweet spot, add a tiny fade in, something like 2 to 8 milliseconds, that stops clicks when you play different MIDI notes. Now shape the volume envelope so it behaves like jungle sub. Attack, basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, somewhere between 300 and 900 milliseconds, depending how long you want it to hang. Sustain, all the way down or very low. We don't want an endless held note unless you specifically want that. Release, 80 to 200 milliseconds, so it rounds off nicely when the note ends. This step is the whole game. A jungle tail is a note with attitude, not a kick with a long body. Step 3. Tune it. Non-negotiable. After Simpler, drop a tuner device. Now hold a long MIDI note. I usually start around C1 up to G1, because that's a common subzone. While the note is playing, adjust transpose in Simpler until the tuner shows a clean pitch center. You're aiming for something stable enough that it feels intentional. If you want an easy dark system key center, try F, F sharp, or G. Let's aim for F minor today. It's brooding, it's classic, and it sits really well on big low end. And here's a beginner power move. Open your MIDI clip and enable scale. Set it to F minor. Now, when you draw notes in, Live helps keep you in key so you don't accidentally place something that feels wrong. Step 4. Make it 90s dark with a simple stock effects chain. Right after Simpler, at EQ8. First, high pass at around 20 to 30 Hz. Go steep, like 24 or 48 dB per octave. We're removing useless subsonic energy that just eats headroom. If it's boomy, dip a little around 120 to 200 Hz, something like minus 2 to minus 5 dB with a medium Q. If you really need extra weight, you can try a tiny boost around 50 to 70 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB, but only if your monitoring can actually handle that. Otherwise, you're guessing. Next, add saturator. Pick soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then use output to level match. Important teacher tip: don't trick yourself. Saturation gets louder and louder, usually sounds better. So toggle saturator on and off and adjust output so the loudness is roughly the same. Then decide if it's truly darker and more audible, or just louder. Next, add auto filter for movement. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere like 120 to 300 Hz. Lower cutoff equals darker, more under the floorboards. Resonance around 10 to 25%, just enough to give it character. Turn on the LFO. Sync it to tempo. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small. We want it to breathe, not wobble like a modern bass patch. If you want a little extra grime, use the filter drive at maybe 2 to 5 dB. Optional grit, redux, but be gentle. If you use it, keep it subtle. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Sample rate fairly high, like 12 to 20 kHz. If you hear the low end thinning out, back it off. The sub is sacred. Then add glue compressor for control. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest notes. This is not for pumping, it's for taining peaks so your tail stays consistent. Step 5. Sidechain it to the break so the drums slap and the bass rolls. Add a regular compressor after your chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose the input as your drum track. If you've got a separate kick group, you can sidechain to that, but the whole break works fine for the classic feel. Darter settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of ducking. When the break hits, listen for the groove. The tail should feel like it's making room for the kick and snare, but it shouldn't disappear. You're carving space, not turning it into a breathing effect. And another coach note that's huge in jungle. Timing matters as much as tone. If your sub feels late or draggy, nudge the MIDI notes a few milliseconds earlier. You can do it with clip nudge or track delay. Sometimes just a tiny negative delay makes the low end feel like it's pulling the drums forward. If it feels rushed, do the opposite and let it hang slightly behind. Step 6. Compose with it like it's the 90s. The pattern is the vibe. We're going to make a 2-bar rolling pattern at 170 BPM. Use a 1/16 grid. Here's a starter rhythm. I'll say it in a way you can program quickly. Bar 1. On the first downbeat, place a longer note, then a short note just before beat 3, around the 2 end area, then another medium note on beat 3, then a short note late in the bar, around the 4 end area. Bar 2, medium note on the downbeat, short note around the 2 area, slightly later than the beat, medium note around beat 3, slightly late again, short note near the end, around the 4 area. If you want exact placements, you can use the ones from the lesson, 1.1, 1.2.3. 1.3, 1.4.2, then 2.1, 2.2.2, 2.3.3, 2.4.3. Now for pitch in F minor. Keep it minimal. Use F as your root. Add Eb, the flat 7 for that dark, moody lift, and C, the 5th, for stability. 2 or 3 notes is plenty. Jungle weight is about repetition and pressure, not fancy chord changes. Now make it groove using velocity and note length. Shorten a couple notes so the tail doesn't smear into the snare hits, and vary velocity by 10 to 20 points so it feels played, not copy-pasted. If you want a more advanced but still beginner-safe trick, ghost tail notes. Add very short, very quiet notes just before a main hit. Think 1/32 to 1/16 in length, low velocity. It creates momentum like a drummer's ghost note, but in sub form. Step 7. Turn this into a reusable Jungle 808 tail sub rack. Select Simpler and all the effects you added, and group them into an instrument rack. Now map a few macros that actually matter for arrangement. Filter cutoff from auto filter, so you can open and close the darkness. Saturation drive, for intensity. Simpler decay, so you can go from short and punchy to long and ominous. Redux amount or device on slash off, for grit on demand. Side chain amount, usually by mapping the compressor threshold, so you can tighten the roll when the drums get busy. Now you can perform your arrangement instead of endlessly tweaking. Here's a simple 90s style arrangement idea you can do right now. For the intro, keep the filter more closed and the tail shorter. On the drop, open the filter slightly and lengthen the decay just a bit. In the midsection, automate small filter movement and add a touch more dirt. For the breakdown, reduce sidechain and let the tail bloom into atmosphere, then snap back to tight side-chained notes when the drums return. Try this classic impact trick. Right before the drop, remove the tail for one beat. Just mute it on beat 4, or even the last half beat. That moment of silence makes the return feel massive without adding any volume. Quick safety check so you don't ruin your mix. Don't skip tuning. Untuned tails sound cheap fast. Don't leave the tail long everywhere. That's how you get mud and lose drum impact. Don't oversaturate the sub. If it gets boxy, you're probably pushing too hard. Don't forget sidechain space management, or the groove stops rolling. And keep the sub mono. Let's do a fast mono check right now. Add utility at the very end of your chain and hit mono. If the weight changes dramatically, something is creating phase issues. Ideally, everything below about 120 Hz behaves mono-friendly. Optional upgrade if you wanted to hit on small speakers without destroying the sub. Build a 2-chain rack. One chain is sub. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz, minimal saturation, clean and stable. The other chain is MID, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, heavier saturation, maybe a touch of redox. Blend the MID chain quietly until you can identify the rhythm on laptop speakers, but the sub still feels clean. And if you want a tiny sampler vibe movement without turning it into a kick, you can experiment with a very subtle pitch envelope and simpler. Keep it tiny and quick. You're aiming for a slight bend at the start, not a big dive. Mini practice to lock it in. Tune your tail to F. Build the chain. EQ 8, saturator, auto filter, sidechain compressor. Write a two-bar pattern using only F, EB, and C. Then automate the filter cutoff for 8 bars, starting closed and slowly opening. Export a loop and listen on headphones and laptop speakers. If you can still perceive the bass rhythm on the laptop, that's your harmonics doing their job. Recap. You trimmed the transient so the 808 tail behaves like a bass instrument. You tuned it so it sits in the track and feels intentional. You added controlled darkness with EQ, saturation, filtering movement, and a little grit. You used sidechain to keep the break punching through. And you wrote an actual jungle-style rolling pattern, then wrapped it into a rack with macros for fast arrangement moves. If you tell me your tempo, your key, and which break you're using, I can suggest a sidechain release time that locks to your exact drum groove, and a note range that will hit hardest without turning to mud.